This podcast is part of the Game and Entertainment Network. Visit tgenetwork.net to find the latest episodes from all our shows.
Welcome to the Pixels and Dice Podcast, a show by gamers, for gamers. We cover everything from Mario to Munchkin, role-playing to retro games, and everything in between. Now, without further ado, let's get on with the show.
Hey there, everybody. Welcome back to the show. I'm Squirmus.
And I'm Baelus.
And, you know, I gotta confess something. I really like me some Kickstarter.
Okay, and why is that?
Well, first of all, I have issues.
Well, obviously.
Yes.
You bought into, what is it, Citizen Zero?
Star Citizen.
Star Citizen, yes.
Yeah. How's that working out for you? No. I want to try that. I want to try out the, is it still in alpha? Maybe still in beta? I don't know. It'll eventually come out. It's only 4 years late, but or something like that. But I've got a new laptop. Maybe it'll run on this one. It was supposed to run on the last one, but whatever. That's neither here nor there. The thing is, that was a Kickstarter-like situation. I didn't get into that on Kickstarter. It was after the Kickstarter campaign I jumped in.
Ah.
But still, gave them money for a product that, yeah, not done. But that has not dampened my love for the Kickstarter. I have multiple projects I've jumped into. Some have gotten through, some have not. Like, for example, Joking Hazard.
Yeah.
The card game from the guys who make Cyanide and Happiness.
Right.
I got in on that. Laser Metal, which was a role-playing game inspired by, you know, the 80s heavy metal comics, as in Heavy Metal Magazine. And a little comedic view of it, but still over-the-top sort of action and whatnot. That did not, unfortunately.
Yeah, Kelly got into Exploding Kittens, the card game.
I did that as well, but I think I went straight through his website, not on Kickstarter. It's not listed as one of the projects I've backed.
Ah, well, it's one that she backed.
Oh, no, that's right. I bought it after it went live. That's right. But
For doing the Kickstarter, she got the package that it came in. When you open it up, this cat meows.
I remember that. Yeah.
It's just some stupid little thing that just tickled her to no end.
It's a cute game.
Oh, yeah.
I've gotten in on other stuff, like the Raspy Boy, the retro handheld game console kit, which has led to another project that I'd like to talk about later, but the main thing is that Kickstarter is awesome because Kickstarter helps games and role-playing games and indie games and all kinds of stuff like that get made that otherwise would never have had even a chance.
Yeah.
Like this Laser Metal, let me bring up its page. It was just so dorky and cute, but it would never have been made without having a shot on Kickstarter. Now, again, they only did a 30-day funding period, which, why they did so little, I don't understand. They should have gone, well, they're only trying to raise $2,500, so whatever. It didn't work. They didn't get there. But without that, even that option, it never would have had any chance whatsoever. But then you see other games, big games that have gone through Kickstarter. Hell, Atari tried to use Kickstarter. Or a crowdfunding source of some sort, it may have been Indiegogo, to do the remaster of one of their old games. I think it was like Train Simulator or Railroad Operator.
Wasn't it like Railroad Tycoon?
It was one of the Tycoon games, but I can't remember which. Regardless, they tried to do that, and, well, that was a bad idea. Good for them, bad for the people buying in. But there's
really
so many.
Be a fan of the game to begin with.
I mean, I'm looking here right now, just scrolling through the game section. Oh, okay, they've got different types of games. Tabletop games, video games. Let's bring up the tabletop games and the video games as separate pages. Because I was just on straight game. And there's all kinds of cool stuff in the tabletop games. Just that alone. This one, Return of the Lazy Dungeon Master. It's got 12 days to go. It's raised 1,287% of what they were asking for. They've raised over $45,000 for this game. They were looking for $3,500. It's a book of tips and tricks based on the experiences of thousands of game masters to help us prepare and run fantastic role-playing games. Essentially, it's what we've done in podcasts and just give people ideas.
Yeah.
Yeah, this is a book of ideas. A book of just this sort of hook or that sort of hook. And can I still buy in on this? All that is available is the PDF copy for $8. Or for $13, you can get the PDF and a print copy to be delivered in November. I think I might actually do that. That's $13. I could live with that. I'm going to throw that in my remind me. Yeah. But anyway, the point is,
you're just talking about your issue with this.
So many
while
good
we're on
games.
The show, buy in.
Well, I didn't buy in. I swear to God. Good Society. It's an Australian game. It's got 8 days to go. It's a role-playing game based on the Jane Austen setting. You know, her books. So you'd be playing like you're in a Jane Austen book.
Ugh.
Yeah, you say, ugh.
It's not my thing. I'm sure there are thousands of people who would go, ooh, that's awesome.
There are, because they've raised almost $106,000, 2,600% of what they were asking for. And it still has 8 days to go.
I'm happy for them. Seriously.
I mean, it's just amazing. All these. Now, some of them are made by companies that, you know, established companies. You'll see a lot of them go to Kickstarter because, hey, why not? Mm-hmm. They can take an idea that maybe they're not sure of, and they can judge the interest of the overall fan base by going, hey, throw it out on Kickstarter. You can buy in early. And that way they know they've got guaranteed sales, like a pre-order, basically. Mm-hmm. Which they have to throw a few little tchotchkes out there for stretch goals if they get there. But if they get stretch goals, oh no, we've raised more money than we expected. What will we ever do? Let's give them a keychain or something. There's no downside for the people making these games other than, well, it doesn't succeed. And if it doesn't succeed, you go back to the drawing board and come up with a better idea that sells next time. Now there's a pre-painted set of miniatures. 15 days to go. These are for Dungeons & Dragons or Pathfinder.
Okay.
There's 24 different designs available in 4 sets of 6 miniatures per set. But pre-painted. 28 millimeter scale. You know how many people would love to have pre-painted stuff?
Uh-huh.
So they don't have to worry about it?
Artistic talent.
Yeah. 162% of what they were asking for with 15 days to go.
Well, I'm happy for them.
Yeah. They're getting... It's an idea that, sure, they weren't asking for a lot. They only raised like $6,500 so far. But good on them. You know, mm-hmm. if they can follow through, now that's a problem. You have to be wary. Because sometimes the Kickstarters turn out to be a fraud.
Kind of like what happened to the guy who does the webcomic Goblins. A company came in, offered to use his property to make a card game.
Oh, yeah?
And they showed him all kinds of, you know, this and this and this. And so they started a Kickstarter. And, I mean, the fans of the comic went wild. They bought in big time. And then the guy just disappears.
Wow.
And so the guy who runs the comic was so blown away by the, you know, this guy doing this that he's been struggling to finish the card game anyways. And put it out for the people who bought into it.
Wow.
Yeah. That says a lot for the webcomic itself and the guy who runs it.
Sure.
But he got taken advantage of bad. And he's had Kickstarter or whoever was involved. They've been doing their side trying to track down this guy so they can try and get the money back.
Yeah, but that's almost impossible.
A lot of luck. But he did get the most of a list of all the people who contributed, so he can either get them their money back or get them the card game when he finishes it.
Yeah, but anyway, so, you know, have you done any, you know, anything? Have you done much with Kickstarter yourself or has
your family? I don't. Callie does. She gets into Kickstarters all the time. There was this one, it was like a women's power kind of thing going on. I don't remember what the true goal of it was, but, you know, she jumped in and ended up with this carry bag with a little logo on it. And apparently she's happy, so I'm cool. And then, like I said, Exploding Kitten. And there have been a few other things. She's jumped in and helped friends who started a Kickstarter because they couldn't afford, like, one of our friends, their dog was really sick. And this is, like, you know, the light of their life kind of dog. And so she helped, you know, fund the surgery that the dog needed.
Right. That's more of a GoFundMe, but it's along the same lines, yeah.
But, yeah, either way, she was able to help these people out.
Yeah. The difference there is
that
you don't get a reward for doing it. You don't get something tangible for your money other than, hey, I helped save that dog, or...
Well, she helped out a friend.
Yeah.
I'm okay with that.
How the hell are you buying... Okay, that doesn't make no sense. What the hell were they asking for? Sorry, this guy raised $2,441. He was looking for $349. That's it. He has 69 backers. There's 30 hours to go. So he's way more than what he was asking for, right? He's claiming that it's going to be a battle royale first-person shooter. Those tend to cost a little more than $350. That's less than my monthly mortgage. Yeah. So this would be one of those things where you're like, yeah. Apparently, supposedly, the game's ready, at least to go into beta. But they've already raised, you know, more than the money he needed, so he gets this regardless. He doesn't even have to deliver the goal. He just has to, well, do nothing, really. It's on Steam. Holy crap. This thing's real. $350 FPS. You've got to be shitting me.
No, more than likely he had other funding, and then it got to the point where he was ready to put it out and didn't have the money to get it out.
Putting it up on Steam costs more than that. I mean, what did he need for that?
Maybe that's all he needed is just to get it out. And that's all he needed to do it.
Yeah, no, that's something too. He gets a little bit of exposure for the game. Gets people looking for it online. Looking for it on Steam. Gets a little bit more buzz for it. But at the very least, ask for more than $350. That's bus fare. Okay, it's a little more than bus fare, but still, it's like, wow. Some of these just kind of make you shake your head, but still, truly amazing stuff here. And you know that the vast majority of them are people that had an idea. They thought it was great, and whether it is or isn't, doesn't matter. They throw it out there and see if anybody buys in. See if anybody shares that love. Shares that drive to be able to play that game or enjoy that handheld console or whatever. Sure, you've got the scammers and you've got the big companies going out there trying to, you know, hedge their bets. But the vast majority of these on Kickstarter or Indiegogo or whatever crowdfunding site you can think of are people with a dream. And that's why I like going there. You can see all these games, the majority of them I'm not going to buy into, but just seeing, hey, this game is out there. That's a cool idea. I'd like to, like that one I snagged, well, I didn't snag it. I put it in my remind me folder so that later I'll go back there and throw them $13. It's worth it to me. That was the book of ideas. Mm-hmm. Maybe they're ideas that I didn't need. Maybe they're ideas that were like, eh, this is all stupid. But it's $13.
Now?
I spend more than that on lunch.
How many gamers do we know that are looking to become game masters that might actually be handy for?
Absolutely. That's maybe the perfect gift for an up-and-coming game master. It's like, I mean, I want to see it myself first. You and I will look at it first. But if we then go, hey, Jay, read this. I want it back, but read that. Or hand it off to the girls, you know, and say, hey, check this out. If you guys are interested in running a game sometime, because maybe they are. They've taken to it.
Oh, yeah.
Point is, you've just a simple book of ideas, which could mean nothing to me. And certainly the cost means literally nothing to me. In fact, most people would probably think that's a good deal. And it's already made its money and good to go. That's why it has. It's such a nice, it's a marketplace of ideas and dreams. So, you know, I'm not trying to be a big old, getting people to go to Kickstarter to buy stuff or, whatever. Don't think of it as an advertisement for Kickstarter, because it's not. It's an advertisement. Well, not even an ad, but it's back when my wife and I first got together, I was writing a lot of role-playing games. Actually, before she and I met, I had two games already fleshed out. And over those first few years we were together, that's what I did for fun. Because we're talking early to mid-90s. I didn't have a computer. I didn't. Our idea of, fun was playing a little Magic the Gathering for the most part. Unless we were playing role-playing games. And so I designed my own. I self-published one. Didn't sell a single copy. Couldn't get them into stores. And I couldn't afford to do a big print run. But I did what I could. And handed them out to friends when I couldn't sell them. If I had had Kickstarter or something like it, I can't guarantee that my life would be utterly different. But I'm pretty sure it would be significantly better than it is. Not saying my life is bad. It isn't. But I could have been a real game developer. I made a really good game. And even if it just ended up on DriveThruRPG, selling PDFs of it as people wanted to buy them, that would have been something. At least I would have felt accomplished in that. And so there's thousands of people out there making video games, making role-playing games, making board games that have a dream. And this way they can realize that dream. In addition to places like, other marketplaces like DriveThruRPG. But that doesn't help the video game people, right?
Right.
And I know I'm just rambling on and on about this, but what brought this discussion to mind was a year or so ago, I bought in on a retro game handheld console. It's just a device that was based off of like a Super Nintendo controller with an attached screen and speaker. Pretty simple idea. Really cool kit. Ran with a Raspberry Pi Zero or Zero W in it. I've used the hell out of that. It's called a Raspy Boy. Didn't cost me that much. Under $100. I love the hell out of it. Well, the guy who developed that has a new project called Retro Stone. An even better handheld console. Much more powerful. And it's going to be pre-built. It's not a kit. You buy it. Ready to go. It's... Since he has worked through this process in the past with the last one, he knows the timetables and everything, so we'll get it even faster. I didn't even think about it. I dropped my money on that. It was almost $200. Don't care. I want the limited edition, by God. Why? Because I know this guy. He had a dream. He lived up to it. He followed through. And now, pretty much anything he Kickstarters, I'm going to buy if I can afford it. Because he's getting to live the dream that a lot of people don't get to. That are like that Laser Metal, whoever wrote Laser Metal, threw their dream out there. And a bunch of us thought, hey, that's a great idea. There just wasn't enough of us. Not enough in time. Thoughts?
Yeah. Sorry, I was distracted.
That's because I was just rambling on and on and on for the last 20 minutes.
Yeah, well, sorry. I've still haven't got my head cleared from last night.
I see. I don't know. Maybe I'm wrong. A lot of people hate Kickstarter. A lot of people would say, well, you know, if you really were good, you wouldn't need Kickstarter.
Oh, that's a bullshit statement right there.
How many
Kickstarter is a way for the small person to get a chance to get their product noticed. Because otherwise, unless you have a name brand backing you, you're not getting anywhere.
Yeah.
So Kickstarter definitely has a place and should not be poo-pooed like, you know, just some little charity site.
What was that game you mentioned to me when we were talking before?
Pillars of Eternity.
Yeah.
They've actually had two. There's a second one out now. I just haven't picked it up yet.
Really?
But they're excellent role-playing games in the same vein as like the Baldur's Gate series. It's the same type of game.
Nice.
It's a really good game. I highly suggest that anybody who's into role-playing games for video games, check it out.
I think you recommended that to me before because I have it in my Steam, you know, wish list, and I never bought it. I was like, where did this game come from?
Well, and again, it's one of those games that there's a long story involved and you have to just kind of ride along. I haven't had the time to get as far into the game as I'd like to. I keep having to stop because, you know, well, life intrudes.
Yeah.
And picking it back up the next weekend doesn't always work.
Yeah. It's kind of like me with Witcher 3. I gave it a shot. I tried.
Yeah, well.
I'm sorry, Rylea. It's just not fun.
Not for you. I had enjoyed the hell out of it.
I fell off a wall.
Yeah. Well, it does have a learning curve to the, you know, the movement and the combat.
Just a little bit. I'm used to a more forgiving game, like, you know, almost any MMO out there. Not, hey, run along this really thin beam. I'm like 5 stories up. Okay, run along it and then turn while chasing a girl where if you don't keep up with her, you fail.
I didn't fail.
I did.
Keep up with her.
I fell down hard.
Uh-huh.
And I was like, you know what? I'm done. Too much talking, and the controls were wonky. So, with a controller, it might be a different story, but...
Oh, probably.
That doesn't speak well for Cyberpunk 2077 either, which I have been dying to play. Same people, though, so... I'm pretty sure Rylea would say, no, you must go back and play it. Here's a controller. Go play.
Yeah.
All the sex. Oh, I miss Rylea. She needs to come back. Yeah, she's probably not even listening in, but I know. She has, like, all the jobs. I bet she makes time for her Witcher, though. Come on, that was funny.
Of course she makes time for her Witcher, because, you know, she has that unhealthy obsession with Geralt of Rivia.
Yes. Whatever his name is. Can't run down a freaking thin board and take a hard right turn.
No. He could do it just fine. You can't.
Same difference.
Hey, he doesn't suck, you do.
Yeah. I actually made one corner. I didn't make the next one. And it sucked. Anywhere, if I have to... Why can't I just mouse turn? Why can't I control it with my mouse? He wouldn't let me. That's neither here nor there. I bet that didn't get kickstarted.
Probably didn't need it.
No, probably not. I'm assuming the Witcher name carried Witcher 3. Although people say, it's a great game, shut up.
Well, it is a great game.
Whatever.
Shut up.
I knew that was coming.
Of course it was.
Yes. Oh, my. I don't know. What the? Really? Open Morrowind. The Morrowind Overhaul Project.
So what are they doing? Doing another, what's it called? Were they making a new thing for Skyrim? Redoing Morrowind or something?
It's Elder Scrolls 3. A full overhaul of the Elder Scrolls 3 Morrowind designed for the open source, cross-platform, OpenMW replacement game engine. It sounds like it's an unofficial update to the game to make it look better and whatnot. They've raised... $155 of $250.
Hmm.
That's okay. You get no rewards other than if you pledge $1 or more, your name will be included in the project supporters file. somehow they just haven't gotten the attention of Bethesda, so they haven't gotten kicked all over the, you know.
Yeah.
They're going to get so heavily stomped.
Yeah. Well, I mean, unless they've got permission, but if they had permission, they'd say so.
If they had permission, they'd be asking for more than $250. Those are the ones I worry about. The ones that, it just seems ridiculously low. Or they say, we're going to give you all this great stuff. Yeah, you probably aren't, but I should stop looking at the dang video games. Oh, yeah. Dice bottles.
Dice bottles?
D&D 5th edition healing potion kit.
Okay.
It's a box, a wooden box. You open it up. It's got some glass vials with red blood-colored dice in them. And
Alrighty.
You've got smaller ones that are like, you know, have this just the caduceus on it on the front, which only has one vial. It looks like essentially, they're just a way to sell dice in a wooden box. The basic healer's kit, for example, it's $25. The vial is placed in a simple box with wood soft padding to keep it safe and secure, holding enough D4 dice to create any healing potion for 5th edition. You get 10 D4 translucent blood red dice in a vial with the padded stuff and slender wooden box. Oh, and a keychain! For $50, you get a DM bundle, which has 5 starter vials. $80 gets you a professional healer's kit. 4 vials for storage of all potion sizes. 26 D4 translucent blood red dice. Wooden case with laser etched artwork. Leather rolling area with laser etched potion instructions. Padded insert for potion safety. And 1 dice bottle's keychain.
Huh. Well.
And that just goes up from there. It's, oh my. They've sold out on so many different things. People are like, must have the blood red dice.
Well, don't show Kelly. She'll buy into it.
But it's just a bunch of D4. So many D4. No. Even I've got to say, this is just a bad project. But they've raised $29,000 already of a $15,000 goal with 4 days to go. But the box is pretty, so I guess that's something.
Like I said, to each his own.
Yeah, I know.
There are a lot of people out there who would rather not, you know, go out to a gaming store to buy their stuff. And they're completely unaware that Amazon exists.
Yeah, I'm not sure how many of those people are going to be able to support this, though. If they can get on Kickstarter, they can find Amazon.
Well, who knows? Maybe they have an issue with Amazon.
I need to get me that Return of Love. That is just so sweet.
Just keep tapping that arm and get those veins up so you can inject more.
Oh, you know it. So much good stuff. Oh, but, you know, why should you get just D4s when you can get the Spirit of Dice range, Series 2? They're multicolored dice, right? Mm-hmm. They've got, so like, the D6 has, like, a butterfly on it, on one of them, things like that. They've got lots of different colors and whatnot. For $10, you get a single set of Spirit of Dice. You choose your favorite and receive 1 set. No problem, right?
Okay, about normal.
Yeah, they're delivering in October. I'm sorry, that's 10 pounds, so they're out of Britain. 18 pounds gets you 2 sets. 32 will get you 4 sets. 50 will get you 8, and on, right? And they've got little animals on some of them and things like that, like a bat, whatnot. Yeah, it's got the Bat Spirit Dice, Butterfly, Fae, Panther, Pegasus, Rabbit, Rhino, Scorpion, Turtle, Snake, Stag, Fox. Oh, and apparently the Kraken got unlocked at 12,000 pounds. Octopus, whatever. The Lion was unlocked at 14,000. And, you know, they've got all this good stuff, right?
Right.
Well, they, just for simple, a dice, they were looking for not quite 14,000. They're just a little shy of 40,000 with 22 days to go. Pretty sure they're going to make their dice. Yeah. Now, that's not really someone with a dream. Well, maybe they had a dream, but it's more along the lines of, hey, let's judge how many people like this idea. Apparently a lot of people did.
Sounds like it.
So, yeah, it's just enthralling to look through this. And it's actually raises my spirits to look and see all these people that are doing all this cool stuff. Solid metal dice, just D6, whatever. Custom device, make your own design. It's completely funded. I'm not shocked.
Well, the chance to design your own dice,
yeah,
kind of a big deal.
With color artwork, that sort of thing. That's just, yeah. Looking for group stickers, just a simple LFG with the symbol of a D20. That's a fairly cool little idea. They're looking for over $5,000, though. I don't know if they're going to pull it off, but whatever. It's well, just, yeah. I think this is a cool thing.
All they have to do is get close.
Well, no, it's an all or nothing. You make your money or you don't.
Ah.
Yeah. That's freaking awesome. Spell slot tracking discs in a bag. Little discs which have like, you know, little round discs that have like an onk on them and whatnot that you use to keep track of your spells.
Alrighty. Sounds overly complicated.
Well, some people like that. And some games are, you know, really built for it. It's not for us. Oh, here's one. Trinity is coming back. There was a science fiction game that White Wolf put out years ago.
Okay.
I thought I'd buying, but when the book I opened up, the spine had already been broken and pages started falling out. So I just handed it over to the people at the counter in the game store and said, yeah, your book's broke. And I never bought it because I got a bad taste in my mouth about it, right? 3 days left, 302% funded. So it's coming back. Hopefully the spines will be better.
That would be nice.
An unofficial expansion for Cards Against Humanity called Cards with No Sexuality. It's all about, you know, sex stuff.
Okay.
And it sounds a little bit over the top. Call me a bad parent, but the only way I can get my toddler to calm down is to give him blank. The three white cards laid down is dick so good you have to crawl to work the next day, a constant deafening queef, or a hickey right on the ball sack. Now we know why it's unofficial.
Well, the official game has things just as horrifying.
Yeah, but man, that's a little too far. But they're going to make it. I almost guarantee you they've already raised $1,100 of a $4,000 goal with 25 days to go. They're probably going to make it. This guy is going to make it. And this will be something in the world. Can't really blame him for his dream. Yep. God, this went long again. Oh, I'm sorry.
Why?
We're looking at, you know, 45 minutes already. Or close to.
Whoopee.
Yeah. So, hey, here's a thought. We have a website, right?
Right.
GamingStuff.website. I'm sorry. GamingStuff.website, which has been completely overhauled recently to a community site only. The videos, gone. The blog, gone. The only thing that remains is the community site and the podcast. So, two things. I'm asking for two things from listeners to this show. I'm asking you to at least go to gamingstuff.website and check it out. You may not listen direct from the website. I assume most of you don't. From the stats I've seen on the website, you're listening through, not iTunes, according to iTunes. Nobody has ever downloaded this podcast, according to them. But instead of just listening through your RSS feeder or your favorite podcasting website, for one time, just drop by. And if you like it, sign up. It's super easy. But what I'm really asking for is ideas. Every couple weeks when we record this show, Bayless and I struggle to come up with ideas. That's why you got to listen to me rant about Kickstarter today. Because, best idea I could come up with because of the Retro Stone coming out. And I love me some Kickstarter. I can't stop buying on the Kickstarter. So, seemed like an idea, right? Yeah.
Yeah.
Anyway, I'm sure there are better ideas. I'm sure there's things that you would like to hear us address. Is there a something going on in the gaming community you'd like us to talk about? Is there a specific game that has something going on that we haven't heard about or just didn't think it was, you know, we passed it by for one reason or another, but you'd prefer we address it? I'd love to hear about it. Hey, if you want us to return to a topic we've discussed before, let me know, and I will look into it. We'll talk about it. We'll probably take it up because, like I said, no ideas. If you want us to drag Rylea back, kicking and screaming, we'll see what we can do about that. I'll leave that to you, Bielus.
She's just very busy.
I know she's very busy, but if we need to, change our times or something to make things easier, cool. Or,
well, once she gets the job that she's leaving, once she gets that done.
Well, I thought she was already gone.
No longer there. No, she's still training her replacement.
Ah.
She's trying to be as helpful to the company as possible. She doesn't want to just bail on them.
Mm-hmm.
They've been good to her. She's being good to them. And she is training her replacement. And once she's done training her replacement, then she's going to have that one more thing taken off her plate. So she should have more time.
Hmm. So could I tell her that guy from The Witcher is going to be on the show? The guy who did the voice or something?
Sure.
Yeah, that's something. Well, I'll let you tell her because, you know.
Oh, hell no.
Your wife's her friend and maybe that'll save your life.
Oh, no. That won't save me.
Anywho, we've wasted people's time enough. So check out the Retro Stone on Kickstarter. If you like retro gaming, you're going to enjoy the heck out of this. Just saying. Till next time, I'm Scormus.
And I'm Bayless.
Generic catchphrase ending.
Thanks for listening to the Pixels and Dice podcast. If you enjoyed the show, please check out our other content at gamingstuff.website. We have articles, videos, and lots more to enjoy there. So until next time, generic catchphrase ending.